From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 17th. It is St. Patrick's Day, as well as primary election day in Illinois. We'll see cloudy skies today, look for a high near 54. It is primary election day in the state. Polls opened at 6 a.m. and will remain open until 7 p.m. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the primary election in Illinois will proceed despite the spread of COVID-19 in the state, as well as the closure of schools, bars, and restaurants that the governor has mandated in order to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
At those polling places, there really won't be too many people at any given time, so people can really feel safe, just like when they go to the store, to the grocery store to buy something, or they, you know, go to a local store at any given time. You know, it's not jam-packed with people, so I think the experience will be a good one.
Governor Pritzker says local polling places will be frequently cleaned and equipped with hand sanitizer. He also says many people have taken advantage of earlier absentee voting this year to avoid crowds. Arizona and Florida are also holding primaries today. We'll have complete election returns from NPR and WSIU tonight beginning at 7 p.m. right here on WSIU Radio. State public health officials say it is important to protect yourself from COVID-19 and to take steps not to spread the virus. There are now 105 confirmed cases in 15 counties in Illinois, and that number is increasing. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says you should assume it is in your community.
There's evidence that transmission of the virus often occurs when symptoms first start, so it's important to limit close contact with people as much as possible, even if you don't feel that sick. The illnesses have ranged from very mild illness, including some who say they had no symptoms, to severe, including illness resulting in death.
Ezike advises cleaning frequently touched surfaces and washing hands often. You should also stay 6 feet away from people you're talking with and sneeze or cough into a tissue. Well, with schools closed, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Southern Illinois in Carbondale is providing to-go lunches and suppers for club members during the hours of noon to 1:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Members can also pick up activities and books with their meals. SIU Carbondale officials say students who are feeling stressed, concerned, or afraid about the coronavirus can visit counselors on campus Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Student Health Center. Students may also call the Counseling Services phone number at 618-453-5371. With the governor's moratorium on in-restaurant dining going into full effect today, there are dozens of restaurants in Southern Illinois that are offering curbside or deliveries in the wake of the governor's order for restaurants to stop allowing people to dine in. There is a list with options in several communities in our region, courtesy of the Southern Illinois Eats Facebook page. That's available on our webpage at WSIUnews.org. Recapping the forecast for today, cloudy skies. We'll see a high of 54. Winds will be out of the north-northeast at 3 to 8 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll see an overnight low of 45. Then tomorrow, keep the umbrella handy. Showers throughout the day. Thunderstorms also possible during the afternoon. It will be breezy and mild with a high of 65. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.